I'm Dane.
And I'm Rhonda.
And this is the Intense Sports Talk Show.
First up, basketball, NBA ball is finally back in play.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Season started officially on Christmas Day.
Yes, it did.
We got to see a number of teams showcase some new, some old talent, some scrubs, some vets.
And some bums. I'm just happy that it's over and I don't have to watch old flashback games on NBA Network no more, because that's how they was trying to spoon feed us into keeping up with them. But like you said, now that it is back, I was happy to finally sit down in front of the TV and, you know, sip on a nice cold beverage and look at some good basketball. And going back to my bum comment, you know, as you will find out, you know, I'm a Laker fan, you know, so is Auntie Rhonda, but I don't know. It just seems like we still not where we need to be at, but we'll earmark that for later in the show. But ultimately, what are your predictions for the finals now that we are back in session? Pending, and let's keep in mind too that the league, I mean, this season is going to be shorter, which means that there's going to be a lot of back-to-back-to-backs and back-to-back. So let's see, how does that factor into your prediction?
Well, you know, I'm a bit old school, and I know you from more new school. And, you know, I would probably tend to agree that the younger legs will probably prevail with this shortened season. But you can never, ever give up on that wisdom and learning to be efficient in your style of play. So we can't count out teams that are have a bit of age on their backs in terms of what's going to happen in the finals. But on the West, looking at Oklahoma, you know, they've young team. Their core has been together for the last, you know, 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. They've made it last year. I think they got, what, to the second or third round?
I think the second round. If I remember correctly.
They're hungry. They're anxious. They're waiting. Wouldn't be surprised if we see them in the finals on the West.
I wouldn't be surprised either, especially since they are a great group of young guys. They've been playing together for the last few years. And With that man, you know, KD35, I really don't see nobody stopping him again this year. He already put up 33 in the second game, and I know that he had over 25 in the first game. So he's eyeing for that scoring title as usual. So for me too, out of the West, I definitely feel like the Oklahoma City Thunder have the best chance of coming out of the West. And I only say that because I just don't feel my Lakers are where we need to be at. I feel we're definitely a play.